welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring Mr. Movie and Mr. Film. This week, our hosts venture off to the cinema and return with their insightful reviews on Dinner for Schmucks and Get Low. And a special movie-going tip of the week from Mr. Movie. And now, without further ado, here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film.
And we have a website up now. You can visit it at www.moviefilmshow.com. And you can subscribe to this show via iTunes. Just search for The Movie Film Show. If you have a question or a comment or want to give us feedback, send us email at mail@moviefilmshow.com.
Well, that's good news, Mr. Movie. And what's also good news is that we have our first film review today. It's Paramount Pictures' Dinner for Schmucks, which delivers on its promised menu of idiotic delights, though serving it up in portions that are too big and undercooked to thoroughly enjoy.
I have laid eggs inside of your brain.
Get them out of my head.
I have brain control over you.
Pew, pew, bing, bing, pew, pew.
You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Switzerland. I love your cheese with the holes.
He is a tornado of destruction.
I am having trouble describing what I'm looking at.
Every man, Tim, played by Paul Rudd, is angling for a big promotion, but he needs to land both a business deal and attend his boss's monthly dinner for idiots with a suitably moronic guest. Fate intervenes, and Tim, quite literally and conveniently, runs down the perfect idiot. Barry, played by The Office's Steve Carell, an IRS auditor and mouse diorama artist, who proceeds to effortlessly destroy Tim's life in the subsequent 90 minutes of screen time. Now, surprisingly, there's a lot to recommend for Dinner for Schmucks. It's got a lot of great comedic stars in addition to Carell and Rudd, including Fly of the Conchords' Jermaine Clement and co-star Christian Schaal, and comic and Office producer Larry Wilmore. And the final Dinner for Idiots sequence itself is worth staying around for. However, getting to the dinner is at times an exercise in unfunny side dishes, including an extremely long subplot involving an old flame of Rudd's character and a bizarre stop at the local IRS substation, the latter which, though funny, brings everything to a screeching halt. There are a lot of laughs in Dinner for Schmucks, but as an integrated, coherent, comedic story, the film plays more like a flat souffle. It's more or less edible, but not very enjoyable on the whole. With too many coincidences, too many instances of characters overhearing things, too many misinterpretations, and finally the bane of all good comedy, too much time setting up a joke for a tired punchline. Now, director Jay Roach's remake of a popular French play and film isn't nearly as wicked or surprising enough for its own good. If this was meant to be some sort of a social commentary on who really are the idiots in society, and sometimes there's a little doubt there, it really needed to be nastier and more crass. If it was meant to be ultimately a feel-good picture about the need for idiotic geniuses, and I do have to say the mouse dioramas that pop up throughout the film are quite extraordinary, then Barry and Tim needed to be just a bit more likable. And the film needed to deliver some cinematic savories that were at once palatable and unexpected. So if you have an ample supply of Malox handy, I say check out Dinner for Schmucks. But be ready for a case of filmic indigestion. And I give it 2.5 stars out of 5.
Well, I agree with you, Mr. Film. I'd probably give it 2 stars out of 5. I think you're a little generous with your half star there. I also agree with you about those mouse scenes. They're really dramatic and they're really interesting. I actually don't really know how to feel about them because on the one hand, they're emotionally touching. And the other hand, they're a bit disturbing. I mean, these are stuffed dead mice, but but they're really well done. I mean, I don't know what they call that. If is that like set design or mouse costuming or mouse-tuming or
I don't know what that was. Dead animal diorama making, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, they are pretty cool.
Whoever is responsible for that definitely gets big stars here for that one. I agree with you hugely about the big problem with this movie, that they do the setup in the very beginning. They set up this whole idea of this dinner for schmucks, and then we spend the 80% of the movie waiting for that to happen. And they use that as bait to draw out all these stupid side stories that we don't really care about as much, because what we really care about is the dinner. We want to get to the dinner. It's not anticipation. It's kind of a cheat, if you will. I'll call it anticipation fraud. Yeah. And Steve Carell is funny here. He's not that much different than his character in The Office as Michael Scott. Yeah. And if you like that humor, you know, you'll probably enjoy this movie. But the real problem, I think, is Paul Rudd's character. Not the acting itself, but with his character. Because at first you like him, and then less and less so as the movie progresses. And all you have left to root for at the end are the idiots. And they never do say schmucks, by the way. They refer to the dinner guests as idiots, implying that the hosts are the schmucks, perhaps. And, well, they are. So, in other words, you're starting to root for someone who becomes a schmuck, then find yourself endeared to the idiots, which, in the end, makes you wonder why you're rooting for the movie at all. So I'll give it 2 out of 5 stars.
All right. Well, I think you made some good points there, Mr. Movie. One thing that you also bring up, I think possibly another problem I had a little bit with the Steve Carell character was the fact that he really was just playing a more, if this is possible, more idiotic version of the Michael Scott character. And after a while, it kind of wore on me a little bit. And he's just so idiotic to a certain extent, and not in a charming sort of way. And then they would have these moments of, he'd have these self-realizations that, you know, people are making fun of him and I don't like you anymore kind of thing. Or he would do something sweet or decent and you're like, well, where did that come from? An idiot wouldn't be able to do that. So there are a lot of problems with this film, but enough funny things too. If you're desperate for at least a laugh, to go check it out.
I was a little more endeared to the Steve Carell character. But like the mouse set designs, it's like I don't really know how to feel about it. It's a little bit disturbing and it's a little bit sweet at the same time.
Agreed. All right. Well, moving on to our next film is kind of a different spin on Dinner for Schmucks. This one is Sony Pictures Classics' Get Low, which was directed by Aaron Schneider and stars Robert Duvall as an old hermit named Felix Busch. Decides that he wants a funeral, but without the inconvenience of dying first.
What can we do for you, sir?
I'm after a funeral.
Boy, are you in luck. Solid pecan, steel handles, whatever you want.
Party.
A what?
A funeral party. And I want to be there.
You will be, I guarantee you.
I want to be there now.
Alive? You want to have a funeral party while you're alive so you can go?
Yes or no?
Yes!
I want everybody to come who's got a story to tell about me.
I heard the most awful things about him when I was a kid.
How do you get people to come tell stories about you that I'm guessing might get them, you know, shot? Is it just me, or is he extremely articulate when he wants to be?
We have a plan. We're going to run an ad in some papers about your party.
You want me to look like this?
Yes.
A crazy old nutter draws more.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
1,000 years ago, he was the most interesting man I'd ever met.
I wondered if you were still under that beard.
Wouldn't know where else to go.
Like some of the other trailers that we've played, this doesn't quite give the whole setup. Felix Busch does want to have a funeral party, but the real gist is that he is going to reveal a deep, dark secret from his past. Now, that's a terrific setup, and what follows is a quiet and at times effective little drama, because it is a drama of one man coming to terms with his life. But clocking it at 100 minutes, the film builds to its big reveal, Bush's dark secret, which is glimpsed at the beginning of the film as connected to a spectacular house fire, and if you go online, you'll see that in the trailer. And it comes at a leisurely pace. There are clues about it, a long-dead love, an act of violence, a possible crime, But when we find out what the big secret is, it's not all that shocking. And in fact, it's about what we expected it will be. And that doesn't mean that Get Low isn't worth a visit. It is, but don't expect much in the way of dramatic heft. This is a small film, the kind of quiet, studious piece of cinema, usually relegated to November. In tone, it actually reminded me a bit of as something William Faulkner or Flannery O'Connor would have written, but without the bite and horror of it all. The performances are uniformly good, with Bill Murray particularly excellent as funeral director Frank Quinn, the man at the end of his rope running a failing funeral parlor. He gives a quiet, dramatic performance with just the right flashes of humor to keep everything from becoming particularly maudlin. Lucas Black, as Quinn's assistant Buddy, a young family man who becomes close to the old hermit, is also quite good. And now Duvall plays yet another of his misunderstood Southerners. It's basically the same part he's been playing since the early 80s. And it is something that he rightly owns. And in his final self-eulogy shows that at 79, he's still got what it takes to give an affecting performance. But for me, like with Dinner for Schmucks, Get Low didn't lead me down a path that was new or surprising. So it was a bit of a disappointment. I have to say I was happy I attended this party, though it left me a little heartsick at the end of it. And I'll give that 3.5 stars out of 5.
Well, if the rating scale was up to 10 stars, I would agree with you, Mr. Film.
Wow.
We have a theme this week, anticipation fraud. And the same thing happens here in Get Low. The same exact thing. They have the setup. We're going to have this funeral. We want everybody to come and tell a story about this grumpy old guy. And it's really just a way for him to tell his story. He's got some guilt going on there. And so, okay, that's interesting. And then again, 80% of the movie goes by with all this stuff happening. And you just want to get to the party or to the funeral in this instance. I do have to say Bill Murray was fantastic here. I wish that the rest of the movie had his sort of humor. He was really the only one that had a strong comedic tone. And it's great. I mean, he's sitting in his office and he's talking about nobody in the town will die. What do I do? You know, right. As the funeral home director. And he delivers this really funny, dry line. He just says, it's them or us. And it's so perfectly delivered. It's like, I want to see more of him. I don't know. Duvall almost seems a little miscast here. I think if maybe Christopher Walken had been given that role, it could have worked a little bit better and been a little bit more comedic.
Yeah, you're right about the anticipation that we needed to have something, a mystery or a reveal that was shocking or horrifying in its way. And I don't think we really got it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is a period piece, early 20th century. There's great scenery, great cinematography in the small town, and that I enjoyed a lot. The themes of guilt and forgiveness, you know, it's all in some ways kind of Much Ado About Nothing. The end of the movie, it really felt to me like acting class, like this was all just an excuse for Robert Duvall to give a dramatic monologue. And, you know, I don't know. It just felt like a little bit of acting masturbation, as it were. So at the end of the day, I'd have to give it 2 out of 5 stars.
The one thing I did like about the film is the pace. I did like the pacing of it, and I did like a lot of the supporting characters. Bill Murray goes without saying. I enjoyed the ride, I think, a lot more than you did, and I think that's why I'm willing to give it that extra star or so.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, well, we have a special little moviegoer tip from me, Mr. Movie, this week. And this is just a small little fun thing. I know a lot of times we recommend to maybe wait for DVD for a picture. Maybe both of these, I would say, wait for DVD and see them if you have an interest. And in which case, if you subscribe to Netflix, I would recommend you go into Netflix and you can find movies that are currently playing in theaters and add them to your queue. They'll go into a saved area and then be dumped into your queue as soon as they become available. So it's a great way so you don't forget to see those movies that you had anticipated seeing to get them into your movie watching pipeline.
Yeah, I do that all the time myself, and it's really great because then you don't forget to add them later on when they do become available.
You know, one thing that I wish Netflix had was the opportunity to put like a little text note next to the movie when you add it to its queue. Because sometimes I'll get a movie, I'm like, what? Why did I rent this? And it'd be nice to have it come in with a note that says, oh, well, Mr. Movie said I should watch this. I'm like, oh, okay, that's why I rented this. So,
yeah, that's a great idea.
All right. We'll send that off to Mr. Netflix, I guess.
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
That wraps up the show for this week. Mr. Film gave Dinner for Schmucks 2.5 out of 5 stars, and I gave it 2 out of 5 stars.
And I gave Get Low 3.5 stars, and Mr. Movie gave it 2 stars.
Okay, so next week we have another comedy called The Other Guys, starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Another silly kind of comedy. I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh yeah, me too. I think it's going to be great. And don't forget, Eva Mendez is in it as well.
Awesome. And The Rock.
Yeah.
And then also being released is Step Up 3D, a sequel to the Step Up 2. This time, it's in 3D. Whoop-de-doo. Be sure to visit us online at www.moviefilmshow.com. And tell all your friends to subscribe to us in iTunes. They can search for The Movie Film Show. Make sure you include the. If you have any comments, feedback, questions, email us at mail@moviefilmshow.com. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Let me do it again.
Okay.
God damn. Okay. I think we found
it. I'll say something. I'll say, you know.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. And then we'll finish up to go to the movie site. Da, da, da. Dead animal diorama making? Yeah, I do that all the time myself.
We have a theme this week, anticipation fraud. Why did I rent this?
I have brain control over you!
I have laid eggs inside of your brain!
This doesn't quite give the whole setup.
I actually don't really know how to feel about them because on the one hand, they're emotionally touching, and the other hand, they're a bit disturbing. I mean, these are stuffed dead mice.
It's more or less edible, but not very enjoyable on the whole.
That's messed up.
Make sure you include the.